Want to know how high-paid information product marketing top guns turn out product after product while you struggle just to get one single product to the market? We have the answer and more in today's Information Product Publishers Podcast. Product Publishers Podcast. Jeff Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. I have to first hang my head in shame. The first rule of successful podcasting, as you all are well aware, is to stick to a schedule. Well, we violated that rule by missing a few weeks since our last update, but hopefully we're going to be able to make it up to you today with some quality information on speeding up your product development. First, just a word on why we've missed those few weeks. Our site over at InfoMarketerZone.com, that's all one word, InfoMarketerZone.com, this is quickly turning into much more than we had ever anticipated in terms of participation and signups and information that we're loading there. The whole idea of that site is to allow information product marketing professionals, people who want to develop, create their own info products, license information products, how-to products, ebooks, audio files, digital files, video files, multimedia products, to be able to market those as best they can, get as many products out as they can. And the whole emphasis is on taking you right from thinking, dreaming, planning your business, your information marketing business, right through to a fully successful business launch and building momentum and snowballing the success in your business. So it's, as I mentioned, it's exceeding all of our expectations. So that's meant that we've had to spend a little bit more time on it, making sure that we're uploading the proper videos, and audio interviews have been great with some of the professionals that have been coming to us now to want to share their stories with people on the forum. These are hidden undercover information product publishers, some of them earning in excess of $1 million a year with their own info products. Fascinating stuff, and highly motivational and highly educational. The type of stuff you just don't hear, and these people just love the content so much, they're asking to get on to get in front of the people and the professionals that are in this forum. So if you haven't seen it, take a visit over to InfoMarketerZone.com. There's a lot of free stuff over there that you'll be able to take advantage of as well. So now, on to today's exciting topic, and that is how you speed up your product development. And folks, this has an awful lot to do with understanding the basics of what drives the information publishing market. If you can understand these 6 points, you'll start to get a better feel for what really is the opportunity in this industry, what are the types of activities, and how do you focus your time? And for a lot of people starting out, that's very limited time, isn't it? There's a lot of people, you're starting with a couple hours extra a night or a couple hours extra a weekend. Not all of us have the luxury of just dropping what we're doing now and starting this as a full-time business. In fact, most people don't start that way. And folks, I'll tell you that a lot of the top gun million-dollar-plus information marketing professionals didn't start full-time either. They started by understanding how to quickly get products out to the market, how to price those products right, and how to catch momentum and build momentum quickly in their businesses so they could transition into a full-time role without giving up any of that income. And in fact, in many cases, earning a lot more than they ever did at their full-time career. So let's look at 6 ways that you can really tap into some of the expert top gun methods for developing your info products. The first one is called what I call pinpoint demand. And what that means is, in all my coaching and the people that I talk to on the subscription sites and in our membership site, what I find drives people nuts and makes people crazy about developing info products and makes them spend far too much time at it is when they really don't know what the point of their product development is. What's the focal point of the problem you're trying to solve with your product? If you don't have a pinpoint 110% high demand focus for your product, you're going to end up developing wishy-washy stuff. You're going to end up not understanding what research you should be doing. You're going to end up spending far too much time trying to get the information that you need for the product, and probably in more cases than not, you're going to lose motivation through that process and give up on that topic. And for a lot of people, they end up starting all over again with another topic. But if you can focus in on solving a specific problem, the advice I give to a lot of people starting out is if you can just start with a well-written, highly focused 15-page report for your market and sell it for $17, start building a list around it and some momentum around it. The feedback you will get from that report will launch you into the next biggest aspect of your business. You will get feedback that will help you add to the product, that will help you make the product better, that will give you back-end income opportunities from joint venture partners and licensing opportunities. You will get the opportunity to build other products around teleseminars and teaching and coaching and even a personal seminar that you'll be able to charge far more for. So start the snowball rolling. Don't come right out of the chute and try and write a 350-page ebook if you don't really understand your market and if you're struggling with the exact topic. Far better to spend a week, develop a 15-page report, get your sales page up, start selling it, get some feedback from your market, and folks, you won't look back from there. So pinpoint that demand. The second technique to use to be able to speed up your development, audio products. Now, there's a right and a wrong way to develop audio products. I've had some terrible audio products where people have just sat there and read from a book or an ebook for hours on end. Boring, boring, boring stuff that is just not going to do it for your customers. There's nothing exciting about it. There's nothing dynamic about it. Nothing entertaining about it. Nothing that allows them to quickly get to the point and achieve what they're trying to achieve. So with audio products, think in terms of some different ways to present your audio. Sell them a special report with a commitment for 6 issues of audio updates that will educate them as to extra things that are going on in their market. Case studies, interviews. Commit to giving them 6 audio products over the next 3 to 6 months that they'll be able to download as an update mechanism to your product. Now, you can either get a lot more money for your product by doing that, or you set your product aside and all of a sudden your product just sells like wildfire because no longer is it just a straight special report. It's now a 15-page special report with ongoing audio downloadable updates and products. And folks, those are simple to do, and those can just be 15 or 20-minute update audios that you do on demand that take really next to no time to produce, but have high perceived value for your market. Other audio products, well, of course, interviews. And again, there's a right and a wrong way to do interviews. Keep the interview to 30 or 40 minutes. Be highly provocative without, obviously, without putting your subjects on the spot. I like to give an idea of the questions I'm going to ask to a lot of my subjects, even though I don't like them scripting it and answering in preconceived answers. And I like to change things up a little bit, but you really want to get to the root of what your market likes to understand, right? If it's a topic on travel and you're going to interview maybe a travel agent or a travel expert for that particular area, get to the root of their experiences. Have them bring out examples. Have them uncover some hidden secrets. Give them the opportunity to do that. Ask the right types of provocative questions. Don't ramble on about who they are and what their background is. A lot of people just don't care, right? Have them spend no more than a couple of minutes introducing themselves and get to the meat of the product. Number 3 technique for rapidly developing your info products, public domain materials. Now, you've all heard this. Yannick Silver has got a big public domain package out. There are a number of resell rate public domain products. My own personal opinion, I like using public domain products to add to my own products. So if I'm going to come out with a book on, for example, yoga, then I like to research specific parts of that for myself. If I'm going to pick a sub-niche within yoga that deals with yoga for maternity, then I'll want to have a specific angle that I contribute to and maybe interview some people who have gone through it and feel it. So you've got current information that's firsthand, that's unique, and then you can go back and look at public domain works in yoga for which you will find things like the history of yoga, maybe some basic yoga techniques, pretty plain stuff, but stuff that you can add to your own unique material to fill out the product. Another great source for public domain material is to use them as bonuses. Find them as special reports. You can bundle them in with your products, and get instant bonuses that nobody may have thought about. Now, number four technique, dictate your ebook or book. And here, as I mentioned before, you don't just want to spend hours on end dictating your book. What you want to do is maybe take a couple of highlight chapters and spend time on those chapters, enhancing them with some real-life experiences or updates, as I mentioned before. And you want to split it into bite-sized pieces, like 10 to 15-minute segments that will teach you about a certain part of your ebook. Number five technique, outline and outsource your info product. Now, all of us are caught in this debate as to whether we should outsource or have our products ghostwritten, have someone else contribute to that product. Well, I have nothing against that, absolutely not. Your job is to make sure that you've outlined the product well, that you understand what your market wants, and that you have organized the material in such a way as you're presenting your angle on that particular info product. So you're giving your unique point of view. And so if you're successful in doing that, there's absolutely no reason why you don't have a solidly detailed outline-oriented product that you can put up on Rentacoder or up on Elance.com or Scriptlance and ask for someone to actually write the product for you. Now, if you ask for a 200-page ebook, chances are you're going to get any kind of real half-decent writer or expert on a topic is going to charge you in excess of $1,000 for that. In most cases, there are a couple of exceptions to that. But what you want to do, what you can do, is look at writing a couple of the chapters yourself, outsource a couple other areas as articles, and you'll get professional writers and experts on topics that will actually write your product in terms of a 2 or 3 page article, and maybe you get 3 or 4 of those done for under $100. So it's just a perceived value thing, and as long as you break your topics down into maybe 8 or 10 articles, that gives you half of your ebook. You'll end up paying a tenth of the price of if you go out and actually want someone to write this together as an ebook. Just a little tip for using outsourced services. And finally, number six, bundled articles. And here I don't mean go out and get a whole bunch of crappy articles from a free article directory and stick them together into an ebook. That's just not going to help your reputation. It's not going to help your bank account in the long run. What I am referring to is to have some professional articles either written or develop an ongoing newsletter, article list of your own where you're writing weekly articles on a specific topic, or a blog these days. Write articles, but have a point to them. Sit down and actually plan out your articles for the next 2 or 3 months around the structure of what your ebook would look like. And then you have, at the end of it, you can bundle those articles together into a meaningful product that you then release as a paid product to the market. Now, you can enhance those so that you can add a little bit more value. Maybe 25% of it is added material that wasn't in your original blogs. There's some extra case studies or examples. You add an interview or two with an expert to be able to augment the material. Many ways that you can make that material unique. But leverage your time. Your time is money in this business. And if you're going to write, make extra use out of your writing. So write an article, submit it to directories, have it pull in traffic from your own search engine, send it out to your newsletter list, and then bundle it into a paid product later on that you give more value for. All of that is leverage, and that's what's really the key to a lot of the highly successful Top Gun info product developers, and that's what you need to succeed, especially when you're starting out and your time is limited. Don't be fooled by the fact that when you get big and famous and you're actually earning a lot of money, you're going to have more time. It's exactly the opposite, let me tell you. Once you have a couple of successful products and you're asked for more publicity and marketing and joint ventures, and I mean, the opportunities are incredible. Don't get me wrong, it's fascinating and tons of fun, but you're going to have even less time. You're not going to get more time miraculously coming to you, so you've got to figure this out right from the beginning. That's how you get to be a six-figure and then a seven-figure earner in this industry. So use these tips to help you along the way. Take a visit to infomarketerzone.com where we explain all of this in detail, and we take you through audio and videos, tutorials on each of these, and we discuss them in a mentorship forum on infomarketerzone.com. So we hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us this week. It's all for this week. We'll be back hopefully next week with you. We'll try not to leave so much space in between the podcasts. This is Jeff Smith from Info Marketers Publishers Podcast, and we'll see you next week. Thanks. Bye now.